This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Okay, so
you gotta keep them separated.
We've got a big announcement to make, and who tickets to give away? Try to do some Who tickets this week in part of your little playlist there, Stalker.
Well, I played the Who in the 4 o'clock hour. I played.
Did they only have one song?
Well, I'm not going to play the whole. Like, I'm not going to play every Who song.
You can't do a Who playlist?
I mean, I guess.
I mean, you know, you do it like you'll do like an 80s playlist or a 90s playlist.
I mean, I can if you want me to. I just, you know,
right.
Like, I like to mix it in, you know.
All right, here's the deal. Oh. I'm going to do this. Ready? Hang on. Let's see, hang on. Ready? Hear that?
Wow.
That is the sound of a bottle of champagne opening, because we are going to celebrate tonight. Opening a bottle of Blanc de Blanc, Tomasello Winery, their beautiful champagne. Blanc
this
de Blanc.
From Jack?
It's from Jack.
Nice.
And I said I was going to save this so we could make our announcement on the air, so we could toast to the fact that the Cioli Show is moving to the POTUS channel on Sirius.
What?
We're not doing that. No. We're not doing that. I'm very happy to announce that I will be endorsing Joe Biden for president.
You are not.
I'm not doing that either.
Nope.
Not doing that. Sorry, I'm getting confused. We are going to. Don, can you come in here so you can have this champagne with me?
Sure.
Greg, can you come in here too?
Sure.
Come on. All let's go, because it's better to drink on the air before we
Joe,
say
the board,
these things.
Buddy.
Joe, you got this, Joe, because I know you don't drink champagne because you're not old enough yet. But we're rooting for you someday, Joe. Someday. All right?
Yeah.
This is the Blanc de Blanc from Tomasello Winery. Here you go. Here you go.
Look at this.
Ladies first. There you go. There's microphones over there, so you guys can get on the microphone with me here, and you can chat. all right, so the big announcement is, drum roll please, Joe. That is the lamest.
Excuse me while I whipped it.
I'm sorry, that's the wrong sound effect right there. We, the Cioli Show, are very happy to announce we are moving to MSNBC starting Monday. No, we're not doing that either. We're not doing that. We are moving to Morning Drive effective Monday at 5:30 a.m.
Woo-hoo!
Yes! So, cheers to the best team on radio.
Skull.
And Schlancha, and yes.
Yes. Mm. This will be
the Cioli Army.
The last and only alcohol we can have past 5. What time is it? 5:21 p.m.
Listen, Bloody Marys are just fine in the morning, right, Don?
Oh, that's good.
Isn't that good?
No.
No, but they don't like Bloody Marys?
Ew.
This is the from Tomasello Winery.
Wow.
So thanks to the Cioli Army, we are making the big move to Morning Drive. 5:30 to 9 every day.
Oof.
And it'll I know, every day. And it'll be great. It's going to be an amazing, amazing run, right?
It is.
It's gonna be huge.
Did you negotiate for Fridays off?
I got Fridays off. Summer Fridays.
At nine, like not after 10 a.m. You could leave, you see, you got your whole rest of your day on
whole
Friday.
Whole rest of the day.
Yeah,
you see that?
That is in
see?
Especially in the summer. That's the
nice.
Best. That is the best.
Now, Bill says, congrats, Rich. Long time coming. Much like Thanos, you are inevitable. Very nice. Thank you, Bill. Now, I know some people are not happy, all
uh-oh,
right? Because they don't listen in the morning. And they are used to us being their drive home. So, you get the podcast.
Yeah.
No, they can get a treadmill or work out or do something and
so
listen.
It's okay to get
make
the podcast.
The
it's okay.
Just make the switch.
Well, you should make
it's
the switch and come
you.
With us.
Early birds catch the worm.
Yes.
It's good for you to wake up early.
But if your job precludes it or something in your life, you
true.
Can always get the podcast and listen on your drive home to the podcast. It'll be just like you're listening to the show
exactly.
live.
Exactly. Exactly. And and I'll be on social media. So if you're listening on your drive home and you want to tweet in, you know, we'll respond.
There you go.
Maybe.
See that? Very nice. So we are officially now your new Morning Drive show. And the question is, who's coming with me?
Woohoo!
Dawn, are you coming?
I'm coming.
Greg, are you coming?
Yes.
Joe, are you coming?
I can't afford
no
the
one
bus
cares. Now listen, here's the deal. We are going to give it now, Joe. Should we do it now? No, you can't now because you're there. You can't do that. No, you can't. No, you stay right there. No, you're good. We're going to do a contest in a few minutes. So
we
just
are?
Get your fingers ready. I'll tell you when. 855-839-1210. But not now. No. Stay right there. Stay right there.
He's going to trip.
Now, in the afternoon, we are very, very happy that we're going to bring back Alec Baldwin for Talk Radio, the afternoon show.
That's not happening.
So this is good stuff, isn't it?
It's really good.
This is really good.
Give him another plug.
I sent you the story I did on Jack Tomasello.
He's a great guy.
I went out there to the winery.
Yeah.
He has 9 wineries across New Jersey.
Wow.
New Jersey.
That. 9. New Jersey. We could do a morning show, wake-up show at a winery. That could be fun, right?
Wake up at the winery.
Wake up at the winery.
Ooh.
Boom.
Well, wait, I mean,
stay woke at the winery.
That just wrote itself.
I love it.
That's why they put us in mornings. It's because we have all these great ideas.
We do have a lot of great ideas.
And great ratings.
By the way, the ratings are killing it. And the question I was asked, so they came to me, they said, Rich, you want to go to mornings? Always been my dream. I said, all right, I have two things. I have two requests. Number one, the team comes. That's number one. Number two, and I said, I mean, mostly Dawn, but I mean, everybody, but really. And I said, number two, I said, you have to let us do the same show. So to that end, we're going to do exactly the same thing, which I mean by this. No prep, fly up the seat of our pants, some nonstop talk. Right. Yeah, we'll be running in going, what's going on? What's going on? And also, I said, and this is a very, very important part, will the audience come with me? Will the Zioli Army come? And I said, yes, because the Zioli Army is the single most loyal audience in radio history.
It's true.
In history. Yeah. In history. So that's why I know they're going to be there for us. And today, for example, opened up a package from Tony Lynch, who took the time to make up these magnetic Zioli Army stickers. Look at that.
Wow. Hey. Oh, I love
it. Look at that. Thank you, Tony. Wow. Huge, right?
Za.
It says Z-A, and then underneath
Zah.
It says Zioli Army.
It's like your Zsa-Zsa.
Zsa-Zsa. We have t-shirts that we're going to give out next week.
Oh.
We've got some cool stuff.
Yeah, like, can we announce that we have official Zioli Army swag?
We finally got swag now. Swag.
Can I just say, the Zioli Army shirts are amazing. I mean, like, you know, I like t-shirts, and they are a good, soft, quality t-shirt with a cool logo. Mm. Looks amazing.
Now, William says, nice listening to you. Very long time listener. Will end Friday. Good luck. William, come on. Listen, podcast, man. Yeah. See, the nice thing about this day and age in which we live is that you can just listen to the show on your terms. So literally then when it's over, you just will send out the podcast and you just listen to the podcast.
We don't care how you consume it. Just consume it.
Just consume it.
Yeah.
And do it within, you know, like relatively soon after the show ends. So, for reasons I can't say on the air, but you know, right. So,
and we will be podcasting the whole show.
Well, there you go. So, you're not going to miss anything, William.
Yes.
You're not going to miss anything, okay? And I have to hand it to you.
No, it's
when we announce who the afternoon will be.
There's no.
But it'll be live.
Is there a press release?
By live, Dawn, when you say live, define live.
Live to tape.
We've seen that live. Oh, boy.
So by live.
Not dead.
So this is Tomasello's Blanc de Blanc.
Yes, it's very nice.
Now, Robert's in Old City. Yes, Robert.
You're moving to the mornings, man?
Yeah, we are.
Well, that's just great, man. That's just great. Now I got to start drinking at 5:30 a.m. instead of 5:30 p.m. I'm going to get divorced, man. I'm going to get divorced. Thanks, pal.
You're welcome. It's the least we can do, Robert. It sounds like it's a long time coming.
Yeah, okay.
All right, thank you, Robert. Appreciate that. You can always listen, by the way, at home if you're getting the kids ready. The show is family-friendly.
Yes.
Except when I call Brian Sims a jackass, which I've done like 10 times today. Dawn's all fired up after that mom was on, right?
I know. I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
Because she was... I don't know that I would bring... I mean, my kids are 12 and 15. I don't think I'd bring them.
You wouldn't bring them anywhere.
To a protest anywhere.
No. Even a prayer. I'm not to judge anybody. I just wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't bring them to the zoo.
No,
who the hell are you kidding, let alone a protest?
They go to the Philadelphia Zoo.
Those animals looking.
This is how Dawn's kids at the zoo. Ready? They walk in. Then she hears a roar. She goes, okay, we're out. Get back in the minivan.
Who's roaring at who?
Back in the minivan right now.
I do make them look where the exits are. Like when we go to a place, I'm like, notice the exits.
Mm-hmm. And then use them and get out right now before anything bad happens, right?
I did feel bad that the guy I was trying to lead up to talking about the Time magazine cover, and then he thought I was making a commentary by saying Life Partners.
That guy was a blowhard.
But I wasn't. I was just trying to goat you because I know you hate magazines in general.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that right now that Dennis, who's definitely a Zioli Army member, is giving that guy the drill.
Yep.
Like nobody's business,
no,
am I right?
No, he would never do that.
We are 9 out of 10 dentists recommend this
show. Zioli show. Yeah.
Do you know, Dawn, last week I was busting on Stocker because he's a gigantic hypochondriac. So Friday afternoon, he leaves the show. Where'd you go, Greg, after the show?
So, you know, last Friday I wasn't feeling well.
Right, and you thought you had like the measles
so
or the mumps.
So I thought I had maybe, I thought I had maybe something very serious. Mm-hmm. So I called my wife on the way home. She goes, "You're fine, just come home. You're fine, just come home. You're fine, just come home." I'm like, "No, I have to go to urgent care." So I stopped at the urgent care in Willow Grove. And the doctor that saw me, a very nice guy, he comes in and he goes, after he checked me out, you know, very professionally, goes, "Are you Greg Stocker from the Rich Zioli show?" I said, "Yes, I am." And he goes, "Dude, I love you guys. I love your show. It's amazing." Aww. Blah, blah, blah. So he was a listener. He also knew that I'm a giant hypochondriac wuss. So
he said, "You're fine. Everything's okay, though."
Everything's fine. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like he's like, take some Mucinex. I think he might have allergies.
But how funny is it that I'm busting his chops for being a giant hypochondriac, and then he goes to urgent care on the way home, and the doctor is a listener of the show.
Yeah. So the doctor's it's like, just perfect. Listen to Zioli. Yes. You're fine.
Yeah. Doctor's like, "Oh, I got to see this wuss. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Did you get any medicine?"
No, he didn't.
No, because you didn't have anything. That's why.
He's like, you might have a little cold, or you might have allergies.
Well, the allergies are the worst.
They are.
The tree pollen is the worst ever.
When is your follow-up with the gynecologist?
Oh, come on.
Oh. I mean, the internologist.
I just have this cough that won't go away. You know?
Right. Look at the fives talking about right now. Pennsylvania Dem rep harasses Planned Parenthood protesters. Who else was talking about that today?
I don't know.
It's hard to say, right?
Their producers are going to have to get prep from other places.
Yeah, I think a lot of shows
are just
going
to have to wake up early and listen, because we know for a fact.
Good advice. Well, I mean, one of the producers.
Good advice. So if you just missed it, Monday. Sirius XM POTUS channel, MSNBC, and I will be endorsing a Democrat for president. No, none of those things.
We're going to make mornings great.
We're going to make morning drive great again, Dawn. Great again.
Yes. Now, wait, how does that go? Make AMs great again.
MAGA.
MAGA.
See? Make AM great again. MAGA. Look at what Dawn just came up with. Look at that.
Clever. Might use that slogan.
I know a guy. I'll get the okay. And also, the new slogan is "Conquer the Morning." So the Zioli Army, Conquer the Morning. We got new marching orders, so you gotta be there. So the question now is going to be, who's coming with me? Okay,
yep.
Who's coming with me? And if right now you are caller number 12,
uh-oh,
and you pledge that you're coming with me, we will give you a pair of tickets to go see The Who.
Who?
All right. Who? Exactly.
Who? Who
exactly.
Are you? Who are you?
It's their moving on tour Saturday, May 25th at Citizens Bank Park. So who is coming with me? Caller number 12, 855-839-1210. We're going to give away tickets all week on Afternoon Drive. And then when we start the morning show next week, we'll give away tickets next week as well. All right?
Amazing.
Nice.
So
amazing.
It'll be a wonderful, wonderful thing. All right. To the best team in the history of radio.
Cheers. You're the best. You're the host with the most.
You're the best. You're the best. And the audience and the Zioli Army. God bless you.
Amazing.
We love you.
Amazing.
So much. And we will be right back. Very nice. Better now. Good, 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 good. So who won the tickets? Joe?
Winner was Jeff Pacini of Philadelphia.
Oh, good. And is Jeff coming with me to mornings?
I'm sure he is.
You didn't ask him? You had one job, Joe. You had one job.
Oh my God.
Like, literally one job, to ask them if they're coming to mornings.
Well, he was calling 12. Did it really matter if he's coming to mornings?
Goodness
what if
gracious.
He had the wrong number and he's trying to get a hold of a good dry cleaner?
Nah.
What if he was calling to complain about the fact that we're going to mornings, Joe? Imagine that if you just accidentally are caller number 12 because you're calling, you're ordering Chinese food. You get Who tickets out of it.
It was literally one job.
Literally one job, just to ask him one question.
But
that's
it. It was a tough job.
I know.
The phone was overwhelming.
Well, congratulations to, I'm sure he's coming with us. Of course he will be. All right, Kamala Harris debuted her fake Southern accent. I don't know what it is with these candidates. They go down south, and suddenly now they act like they've all been born in, like they're all from Georgia, and they're all from Mississippi, and they've lived in the South their entire life. Kamala Harris has been the Attorney General of California and a United States Senator from California. Nobody in California has an accent like this. Nobody. But she goes down to Georgia, and she talks about voter suppression and Stacey Abrams. Take a listen.
Without voter suppression, Stacey Abrams would be the governor of Georgia.
Be the governor, y'all! Be the governor!
Oh my God.
I say the governor. Turns into Foghorn Leghorn, these candidates, when they go down there.
Stacey Abrams would be the governor of Georgia.
The governor, I say it again. I'll be saying Governor Stacey Abrams.
What is wrong with her?
Well, that's so phony, by the way.
Stacey Abrams would be the governor of Georgia.
You know, does that is on Veep. She makes fun of they make fun of that a lot.
Do they?
With candidates doing the same thing. It's hysterical.
Are y'all in Georgia? Georgia on my mind, Georgia.
I know, Bo.
How do you spell Georgia anyway? G-U-R-G-I-G-A-A-I. Georgia.
My God.
Does it keep going with this pandering?
I mean, there's a little more. That's the crux of it, but I can play a little more if you want.
Stacey Abrams would be the governor of Georgia.
In the meantime, I'm going to be eating some grits over here in the corner. Florida. Florida and Georgia.
Andrew Gillum is the governor of Florida.
The governor of Florida, I say, my, is it hot in here? Where's a nice southern gentleman to put down a hanky so I can step over this here puddle?
Hanky?
A hanky, like a handkerchief. I say, this ain't right, y'all. California accent she's breaking out there. Now, this was amazing to me. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the New York hottie, which is very controversial. Some people find her hot. Some people think she is not so hot. But anyway, she's got her apartment now, and she's now in D.C. She's amazed by this new contraption she discovered in her apartment. Take a listen.
Okay, everyone. I need your help. Because I just moved into this apartment a few months ago and I flipped this switch and it made that noise and it scared the daylights out of me. I am told this is a garbage disposal. I've never seen a garbage disposal. I never had one in any place I've ever lived. It is terrifying. I don't know what to use it for or what its purpose is. Like food scraps? Like, is this environmentally sound?
A member of Congress.
I don't know.
This is a member of Congress. This toilet? I've never seen this before. Do I flush it? Do I not flush it? I don't understand.
Oh my God.
What is this now? This is a dishwasher. It washes your dishes. It does it wash them? Is there like somebody inside the dishwasher that washes it? Is like a little gnome come out and washes the dishes? I don't understand. Yeah, this is it's a member of Congress right there. Very good.
Oh my God.
She obviously has never seen any like Halloween movies or.
Yeah, like, isn't there a garbage disposal in every horror movie ever? Because they always put your hand down the garbage disposal. And also, you're supposed to have the water run when you turn the garbage disposal on. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that.
She just burned out the motor.
Yeah, moron. Like,
made that noise and it scared the daylights out of me.
Yeah, well, we're all scared. You scared the daylights out of us when you were elected to Congress, okay? Now, we also have Bernie Sanders, who talked with two punk rockers in 1987. Says now, remember Bernie had his cable access show? I'm not. This is Bernie Sanders' cable access show. He talked to two punk rockers in the Burlington Mall in 1987. Take a listen.
We're now talking to two young people from South Burlington. One from Burlington. What is your name?
Michelle.
And your name is
Mike Blair.
And Mike, you're from South Burlington. Michelle, you're from Burlington. Well, let me start off by saying it's an interesting hairdo. Lipstick is also very interesting.
Oh my God.
The color screen will focus in on it. It seems to be a black. Is that right? All right. So let me ask you the obvious question, all right? What does your dress mean? What does it say? Or does it mean anything? Or what?
It's just basically saying, to heck with society, to heck with...
It's good. I like that.
Law and order. Well, it's not so much law.
Screw capitalism. Good.
Saying to the mayor, to heck with law and order.
It's just basically saying that you can do whatever you want to do, and it doesn't matter.
How do we get you out of that dress anyway?
No, I didn't know.
Punk rock, if you want to say.
Have you ever tried cocaine? Do you need some cocaine?
It's not that. Everybody's plastic.
All right, and all right, talk about that. What don't
want talk? Listen. Listen. Yo, hottie in the dress with the black lipstick. Come here. Come here, let me tell you. Are you one of them goth chicks I hear so much about? Bernie loves goth. I love goth. I'm goth in the inside. I say screw Law and Order, too. You know what I mean? Listen. What does that dress mean when it's on my floor? You know what I'm saying? Am I, you know what I'm saying? My wife's going to be in the Hoosk House soon because she's ripping off Burlington County College. So what about you over there with the black lipstick and the eyelid? You look like a freak. You look like you just got off the set of Nancy Pelosi's intern program. Is that right? Is that accurate? You ever try cocaine? You want to try cocaine? These community access shows are gold, by the way. They really are. So what do you got, a dress on there? Look at you with the boots, the combat boots. Huh? You know what I mean? You look like a bad girl. Is that right? Bernie thinks you're a bad girl. Are you a bad girl? I'm the mayor, you know. I'm the mayor of Burlington. You don't like Law and Order? I'll show you Law and Order. By the way, speaking of which, you have any handcuffs on you? Do you have handcuffs?
It's bizarre. I'm telling you, the guy's got a screw loose. I'm telling you, he really does. We got a lot more of Bernie's access. And Bernie is coming to the mornings, by the way. Megaphone Bernie is absolutely coming to the mornings. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, I promise you that. That is one of my solemn vows.
Can Megaphone Bernie wake up?
Oh, that's a good question, right?
Megaphone Bernie looks like he sleeps in.
You think he's a morning person with that hair?
I didn't have time to do my hair, but does anybody have any cocaine? You have any coke? I was up with a goth girl all night. I was with a goth chick. Man, was she crazy. And she's anti-law and order. You know what I mean? I couldn't control this broad.
Bernie After Dark. Yeah, it's the...
we were watching that Game of Thrones. The boobs on that show. And then there was a Starbucks Capitalist Cup. And now I'm anti that show.
I like that. That's great advice, don't you think? Great advice.
Yes.
Who's coming with me? You coming with me?
I'm coming.
Coming? Coming with me?
I'm coming with you, brother.
All right.
I've been with you since the beginning. Ain't gonna stop now.
Ain't no stopping us now. Do you know the first advice Greg Stocker ever gave me, Dawn?
Oh, boy.
So, my journey here has been a unique one because my first job in radio was here. The only time I ever, you know. And our former program director, I was hoping to get, you know, on the air. I didn't know what the hell I was doing, but Dr. Anthony Mazzarelli, the Compassionomics author, was trying to help me break into radio. So I would do anything they would let me do. And back then, the only thing they would let me do was the internet radio show during the Phillies games. So it was about 2010, and I would go on the internet show during the games, and I would talk to, I think at one time we peaked at 54 listeners. Not 54,000, but 54. And I would do, you know, overnights and whatever. I remember leaving Tupper Lake, New York, Christmas night, to drive back to Philadelphia to do the morning show on the 26th. So it was whatever they would give me, I would take, right? Weekend nights, Bridget was a saint. You know, we had no kids back then, so her Saturday night was me going on the air. Thanksgiving night, you know, we had dinner at Park. By Rittenhouse, and then I went on the air that night. So whatever I could do, whatever I would get, I would never turn down a shift. And they used to joke back then that I was the hardest working guy on radio. One day I was sitting outside program director's office. I met Greg Stocker for the first time. Do you know what his advice to me was?
What?
Greg?
Strippers equal ratings.
Strippers. He said literally, strippers. Strippers equal ratings, and he walked down the hall. So if they ever make a movie about this show, that's going to be the first scene where I meet Greg. That'll be that. So
did you ever have any strippers?
Well, so Monday morning on the morning show, we're going to finally fulfill that promise.
It's going to be the same show that is in the afternoons.
Of course, you know, then they made me afternoon drive host in 2016. On November 6th was my first show, and then my son was born on November 11th. So I consider that this show and my son born together the two happiest moments of my life, you know, and outside, of course, my marriage. And so this was the greatest thing. So this the journey that the Zioli Army has been on has been a very personal one, too, because they were there when Patrick was born. And for so many, we went through, you know, his adoption and then Claire's adoption, which was during the campaign, which was then, you know, during, she was born September 2nd. So right when, you know, the middle of the heart of the presidential campaign. And now the Zioli Army will move to mornings with all of us. So it'll
be amazing.
Great. It'll be amazing. So
it's amazing.
And we'll talk more about this in the next few days. Megaphone Bernie is coming. Yes. I did get confirmation he's coming.
Wow.
So, yeah, he already said. He goes,
you had to twist a...
Well, I mean, he called us 1% bastards, but he did say we're coming. So, all right, we got to do this.
Who won Twitter?
I'm going to give it to Sue's brain says no. She says, I guess I'll set my alarm or turn on radio.com at 5:30 just to help the ratings while I sleep.
That's
all you have to do. Just
turn it on.
Just turn the radio on.
Turn it on. That's all you got to do.
And then let us turn you on.
And then see that what she said.
I mean, come on. That's what I'm talking about. Right?
Where's Dawn? She's coming to Morning Drive. That's where she's going. Right there.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you can't listen in the morning, you listen to the podcast on your way home. That's all.
Absolutely.
That's all you got to do. Don't worry. Don't be upset if this is, you listen in the afternoon. You can still listen because we have this magical technology now where the show will be podcast.
Yep.
And you'll be able to listen whenever you want. It'll be great. So you'll never have to miss this show no matter what.
Nope.
But this is a great opportunity. And quite frankly, the city needs us, Dawn.
Yeah.
They need us.
They do.
Morning drive in this city sucks. We had to do it. So
that's somebody who's listened to it in the last few weeks.
Oh, it's hideous. Oof. It's awful.
It's like,
See, we have to do this.
I don't know if they need us because I think, like, I've heard people on news say, oh, you need us. I think they want us. Like, I want to be wanted.
Believe me, you of all people, are wanted, Dawn Stinson. We'll have a lot more to talk about tomorrow and more Who tickets to give away as I ask who's coming with me on the Zioli Show.
Rich Zioli, 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.